You are tuned in to 89.1 KHOL. This is Brennan with you, and I am joined by Wyoming State Treasurer Mark Gordon, as well as Lachelle Brandt and Patricia Kramer, and they are here to talk about unclaimed property here in the state of Wyoming. Thanks for joining me, you all.
Well, good morning, Brett.
Mark, would you mind starting off and just telling our listeners a little bit about this unclaimed property program and where does all of this property come from?
Sure. Well, so the program's been with this office for some years, and it was actually passed 24 years ago. And what it requires is that anyone who has property that they can't find the rightful owner of, any business that has property that they can't find the rightful owner of, has to turn that into the state. And then the state, at no charge, needs to make sure it finds the rightful owners. And we do that with staff here, and there's about $60 million of property that we have. We get about $8 million turned into the state every year. And we've made some changes over the last year that has really bumped up, under Lachelle's guidance, has really bumped up our process. It's now easier, and so as a result, we've, instead of $2 million going back into Wyoming residents' hands every year, we're doing about $6.5 million going back to residents. And people in every county and every city in Wyoming have unclaimed property.
Yeah, what do these properties typically look like? Are they more of just land, or are they homes or businesses? What do they usually look like?
Well, it's usually monetary. So it might be, in fact, I think former Representative Ruth Ann Petroff had quite a bit to do with the unclaimed property statutes and law. So for instance, somebody has a gift certificate for a coffee kiosk or something like that. It's the kind of thing that maybe they lost track of, that businesses have to turn them back in, and then we would find what the value was and get that back to the rightful owner. They can be stocks or bonds, royalty payments, life insurance payments, a lot of different things. Trusts, we returned recently a trust approaching $1 million to a woman here in Wyoming.
How much unclaimed property have you collected, and how much has been returned?
Let me turn that over to Lachelle.
Good morning. Yes, this year we took, as Treasurer Gordon said, $8 million in our office, and we were successful in returning $6.5 million. Again, there is approximately $40 billion across the nation in unclaimed property. And then Wyoming, over the years, has collected $60 million. And so we're hoping, as Treasurer Gordon said, that we've improved some and streamlined some of our processes, that hopefully we can reduce some of those, that pot of $60
million. You know, as we said, this is people in Wyoming. It's their money. If they put a deposit down for a utility hookup or something and then moved and the utility company wasn't able to locate them again, that's the sort of thing that we would go out and try to find who the rightful owner was and make sure they got their deposit back.
Yeah, and how do you search for these unclaimed properties?
If you go to our website at statetreasure.wyo.gov, and you look for your name or family's names and you find your name, then if you give our office a call at 777-5590, we can initiate the claim. And the process is fairly simple. We just either email or mail a form to you to sign, and then you return it via email or mail, and we get the check sent to the individual owner.
Yeah, and this kicks off on November 1st?
Actually, it kicks off all year round. Any time of year, November 1st is when we receive all new property from businesses that have unclaimed property that they're required to report. And so, yes, November 1st is when all of those businesses and government agencies report to us. And then throughout the year, we try to return the money whenever we can, whenever possible.
And we actually are calling October Unclaimed Property Month. We're making a big effort. You know, it was exciting to see some of the changes we've done. It's still rigorous in the sense that we want to make sure that people are who they are. But in the past, occasionally what would happen is we'd have to have somebody produce a bill from 1963 or something like that. And now, with the advent of some of the technologies, we're able to pretty much, and I think all we have to do is driver's license and what is it, Lachelle?
Yes, with our data analytics program, we can verify individuals' last known address and their driver's license we require with the claim form. But the other information we have access to verify, so if they return the claim form and the driver's license, we get the funds returned to them fairly quickly.
One of the interesting stories that happened this year is we had a Rotary exchange student in Worland who'd gone back to his country, but we had some property in his name. And I know Rotary has a lot of exchange students from all over the world that are here, some from France and elsewhere. And so it's kind of fun to maybe allow for people to look at maybe they had a former Rotary exchange student, and maybe there's some property there.
And was that, I'm just trying to follow along, was that property returned to him or was it returned to Wyoming residents?
It was returned to the rightful owner. Actually, the unclaimed property is the unclaimed property, but in this particular case, the Rotary parent, who was in the community, said that this person had some unclaimed property, and how could he get it back to him? And so we were able to contact the student, who's now much older and grown up, and get the property back to them. So I think it's a good point that you make. Unclaimed property isn't just in Wyoming. If you have unclaimed property elsewhere in the country, we can help you with at least directing to you to the right offices. This is a national program. And similarly, if you have friends that used to live here and are on that list, we can get that back to them there, too.
Great. And then, once again, the website is statetreasurer.wyo.gov.
Yes, that's correct. And the national website is missingmoney.com. If individuals have moved out of state or lived in another state, they can check those databases via Missing Money.
Great. Well, Mark, Lachelle, Patricia, thank you for calling in and giving us a little insight on Unclaimed Property Month. That was Treasurer of Wyoming Mark Gordon, along with a couple of members of his staff, Lachelle and Patricia. You can find more information at statetreasurer.wyo.gov. This interview is also available in Spanish, and you can find that at 891KHOL.org. This is Wyoming's only community radio station, 89.1 KHOL, Jackson.